Every year, the fish, it's exactly the same and nothing alike. You're in the water, you're dragging hooks, but are they going to hit the herring this year? Or is it going to be this spoon? Or is it going to be the spoon that you have buried in there that worked 10 years ago that might work now? It's about the puzzle, and it's about the fact that our entire year really starts July 1. That's our new year. Our whole life is centered around that July 1st opener.
I'm just so blessed to have found a livelihood doing something so interesting and creative. Every single day is different, and it presents a whole new set of problems to solve. You know, I think I'll try that green thing that I used 15 years ago and then have them hit it. You know, that's a tremendous feeling, you know, success.
And it's just like this anticipation and joy and just the puzzle of king salmon, because they could be where they've always been. They could not be there. You could have a 10 fish day. You could have a 300 fish day. A 300 fish day is a feat. 100 is a lot, but just your arms are tired, but you're not tired. It's hard to come up with the words.
What I said in my deposition on this wild fish conservancy suit, because we handle each fish individually, our connection with them is strong. And we care about them. We respect them. And that comes from my friend Amy Gulick's book, captures it well, The Salmon Way in Alaska, from the indigenous origins thousands of years ago, right to the present. We honor these creatures, and in trolling, that especially that offer themselves to us, for us to sustain our bodies with the finest food on earth, but also sustain them by fighting to protect their spawning grounds, their passageways, their lives. And that's what breaks our heart, because we are fighting for them. And now we're being excluded from their harvest.
It's hard to not develop a connection when you are intimately involved with ending a creature's life. And it's not something that anyone takes lightly. And you're right. You are right. You're right there. And it's not easy, but it's good. Because you know that you're taking care of the creature quickly, as painlessly as you can. If you're going to take life and you're going to extract a resource and you're going to eat meat, it's really important to do that as respectfully to the creature that you're taking it from as possible.
Let me tell you, there's a lot of grief in the troll fleet, a lot of grief in families, and people need help. So not only do we have to think about making financial arrangements so people can make or delay their payments with the state or CFAB or whoever else, banks, we also need to think about mental health counseling for people who are devastated and don't know how they're going to feed their families, literally.
You know, I'm proud of the product that we produce. This whole battle, court battle with Wild Fish Conservancy, you know, trying to shut down a food-producing industry, you know, without considering that, you know, there's 300 million people right now, not killer whales, 300 million people are starving to death. There's 2 billion people that are food insecure, as they say, and I just feel sick about all of the energy being spent, all of the resources being spent just to try to be able to continue to produce food for people.